So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf began a three-way machlekes regarding minchas ha'emer shekamatza shalei lishma, and discussed the first opinion at length as follows. Rav says minchas ha'emer shekamatza shalei lishma psula. If the kamitza of the minchas ha'emer was done shalei lishma, it is possible because ha'yelu bas lahatra v'lohitira. Since this mincha comes for a specific purpose to be matr chadash, which is not fulfilled because even if it was kosher, le'ala le'bal m'shem chayva, therefore it is possible. The Gemara now proceeds with a second opinion. Rish Lakish says, Minchas ha'emer shekamatza shalei lishma k'shera. The Minchas ha'emer is kosher, and the kaimitz may be burned on the mizbeach. However, the Isra Chadash still remains in effect. Therefore, v'shireo ein nechalin atshetavi Minchas ha'emer acheres v'tatirana. The leftovers of this mincha may not be eaten until a second Minchas ha'emer is brought, lishma, to permit the first mincha and all other grain. The Gemara asks, if so, mikarav hecha karva. Why is the kaimitz of the first mincha permitted to be burned on the mizbeach? After all, this mincha is asur lehadyud, forbidden to a common person because of chadash, and it may not be brought as a karban either, because the pasuk of karbanos in Sefer Yecheskel states, mimashk Yisrael lemincha, and we expound, min hamutol Yisrael. All karbanos must come from ingredients that are permitted to a common person. The Gemara offers two answers. Rav Ada bar Abba says that Rish Lakish holds, ein mechus zman lebay bayim. Since both menachas are brought on the same day, we consider the claimants of the first mincha as mutar b'Yisrael, because it will become permitted on the same day through the second mincha. Rav Papa, however, refutes the concept of ein mechus zman lebay bayim from a braisa regarding karbanos mitzayra. Therefore, Rav Papa explains that Rish Lakish holds afilu b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim heir mizruch matar. The Yisra Chadash automatically becomes permitted in the morning of Tez Zayin Nisan, even without the Minchas Ha'emer, because as Rashi explains, the Pasuk states, Ad Etzem Ha'yem Ezeh, and the Targum Unkelus interprets this, Ad Bachran, until the morning. But even so, Shira in the Chalim, the leftovers of the first Mincha may not be eaten, because L'Kathchila, there is a mitzvah not to eat Chadash until the Minchas Ha'emer is brought properly. And we see that indeed Rish Lakish holds Heir Mizruch Matar from his statement regarding a later Mishnah. Ein mevin minchas bikurim minchas behema koyin lo'emer v'mehevi pasul. One may not bring menachas and bikurim before they bring the minchas lo'emer, and if one did so, the minchas pasul because the isra chadish is still in effect. To which Rish Lakish makes the following distinction: Loisha noel bar ba asur uba chamisha asur pasul av b'shisha asur imhevi kasher. Only on the 14th and 15th day of Nisan the mincha is pasul, but on the 16th day of Nisan the mincha is kasher, even though it was brought before the minchas lo'emer. Apparently because Rish Lakish holds Heir Mizruch Matar. The Gemara proceeds with a third opinion. Rava says, Minchas ha'emer shekamatza shalei lishma kashera. Rava agrees with Rish Lakish that the carbon is kosher and the kaimitz may be burned on the mizbeach. However, he disagrees and adds that it is completely kosher, even to the extent that v'shireh nechalin ve'en netzricha minchas ha'emer acheres la'atira. All chadash become mutter. And the leftovers of this mincha may be eaten, and the second minchas ha'emer is not required because the machsheva shalei lishma did not take effect at all. As Rava explains, a machsheva besula can take effect and cause a carbon to become pasul only if the following three conditions are met. B'misha ro l'avayda, the person who had the machsheva besula is eligible to do this avayda, but if a kohen bal mum had a machsheva besula, the carbon is kasher. U'bedava haro l'avayda, the machsheva besula was in a carbon that was eligible for the avayda of general karbanas, such as a mincha from chit and wheat. However, if the machsheva besula was in a minchas ha'emer from sa'irin barley, the mincha is kasher because sa'irin are disqualified for all menachas aside for the minchas ha'emer that permits chadash. U'v'makam haro l'avayda, the machsheva besula was during a time that was eligible for avayda. But if the machsheva psula was during the time of nifkam ha-mizbeach, the mizbeach ha-chitzan, was damaged and the avodah may not be performed, the machsheva psula does not cause the carbon to become pasul. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion of the sources for the halacha of treifa pasul. A treifa animal is disqualified for karbanos, which is associated later with the previously mentioned halacha of mimashki Yisrael, minamutali Yisrael. The Gemara cites a braisa that derives the source for treifa pasul from the following pasuk: im oilu karbanoi min ha-bakar. The word min is exclusive and teaches lohitzias ha-treifa, a treifa animal is disqualified for karbanos. The Gemara asks, why do we need a pasuk? We can derive that treifa pasuk from a kal v'chomer. Uma ba'mum shemeteres lehedyid asur legvaya, treifa shasur lehedyid, ein adin shasur legvaya. If an animal that has a blemish, which is permitted to a common person, is disqualified for karbanos, a treifa animal which is forbidden to a common person is certainly disqualified for karbanos. If so, why do we need min ha-bakar lohitzias ha-treifa? The Gemara first attempts to refute the Kal v'chomer from several examples in which we do find asur lehadid u'mutaris legevaya. Although they are forbidden to a common person, they are eligible for karbanos and other mitzvahs, and therefore even treifa should be kosher for karbanos. As we see from the following, Minchas Ha'emer, the Minchas Ha'emer contains chadash, which is asur lehadid, and even so the kaimitz is burned on the mizbech achitzen. Pitmak teiris. Once they make the keteris, it is asur lehadid, and even so the keteris is burned on the mizbech apnimi. Shabbos. A hadid is forbidden to shecht animals on Shabbos, and even so, they brought the tamid masafin on Shabbos. Klayim. One is forbidden to wear a garment that contains tzemer, pishtim, wool, and linen, otherwise known as shatnas, and even so, the mitzvah tzitzis is fulfilled with strands of tzemer, pishtim. The Gemara, however, concludes that these examples are not proof, because perhaps only these examples are asurim lehadid, mutram legevaya, because shekim mitzvah sebekach. The Torah specifies that the mitzvah must be fulfilled only this way. While regarding treifa, perhaps asur lehadid is also asur legevaya, because ein mitzvah sebekach. The Torah does not specify that the mitzvah should be done with a treifa animal. This discussion continues in the next daf.